Hello, this is Roy Lilly. Oh, well, there was a strange noise around Whitehall yesterday. It was barely audible, actually, over the sound of children masquerading as members of Parliament shouting at each other. Government by decibel doesn't work for me, and why Madam Deputy Speaker thought it was funny, I'll never know. So, having got that off my chest, the noise, what noise? The noise of gunfire. Now, don't fret, there wasn't a lunatic in the public gallery. It was a metaphorical noise of gunfire, the metaphorical noise of a metaphorical fox being shot. For weeks and weeks, Labour's press office and Silly Boy Streeting have bombarded the media with promises to fix everything by stopping the non-dom tax breaks and using the money to fix everything. Now, no one was interested in the actuality. Only about 2,500 non-doms exist, and of them, only about 500 have enough wealth to worry about. Hunt knew this and has tapered them out of existence. Rich and highly mobile people, they'll be long gone before Charmer finds the keys for number 10 behind the milk bottles one Friday morning. With a single shot, the non-dom fox was dispatched, and Labour's now left without a major policy plank. Ouch. Very silly of Silly to hang everything on that and tell us all. Now, you can decide what you make of the budget as a whole, but as far as I can see, the NHS was better off at lunchtime than it was at breakfast. It started the day with the Institute of Fiscal Studies pointing out that the health budget would be 2.4% lower in 24-25, that's next year. The next financial year starts in April. In real money, that's just over 2 billion quid. Well, Chancellor Hunt announced a 2.5 billion increase in the Department of Health's revenue budget, so that's good news. The big announcement was 3.4 billion for new technologies that the Chancellor rather recklessly claimed would, and I quote, unlock 10 times that level of savings. Well, good luck with measuring that. And of course, there were strings, as the HSJ reported, and I linked to their excellent full coverage in this morning's e-letter. Amanda Pritchard has promised that the NHS will deliver 1.9% annual productivity growth. 1.9% is an odd number, isn't it? And she's going to do that over the next parliament. Well, it's risky. Is that 1.9% in year one and every year subsequent, which is a hard landing, or 0% in year one and 3.8% in year two, which is a softer landing, or nothing and 5.7 in year three, which is easy to fudge, or an average over 5 years and panic in 2029, or hope everyone has forgotten and moved on. I don't know, or what? I don't know what it means. The best year I can find for the NHS was 2010. NHS productivity was 1.6%, but that was due to average input growth having slowed more than average output growth. So it was actually smoke and mirrors. Productivity estimates provide a measure of the amount of output that's produced for every unit of input, but they do not measure value for money or the wider performance of public healthcare services. More important, they do not measure outcomes, like how much stuff works first time, all the time. But there's plenty of wriggle room for NHS England's board, which actually has grown to the size of a small country, to make it seem like it's happening. I just wonder how many trust boards think it will. And there's the big bucks, 3.4 billion, part of a tech programme to be spent on transformation over 3 years from 25-28. It's after the election, so it may never happen, but let's assume it will. As Charmer pointed out at the dispatch box yesterday, the NHS was supposed to have been paperless by 2018. Umpteen digital and tech targets have been missed. Worryingly, the Chancellor said this would fund the NHS productivity plan in full. Well, maybe I've missed something, but what productivity plan? It might be a couple of documents that I've linked to this morning in the e-letter. And if you're really anal about this stuff like me, you can have a look and decide. But I can't really figure it out. Anyway, the horrible truth is only Joe Harrison's NHS app looks like it's making any useful progress because it has a clear mission, one person leading it, and is focused and grounded in the real world. The opportunity to invest over $3 billion in NHS IT is a huge windfall. The NHS is already productive, but like a labourer with a shovel, they could do so much better and be much more productive with a mechanical digger. In this case, technology that takes the grind and some of the risk out of the day. But productivity is so much more than IT. It's business processes, workforce skills, and relentless focus. And I'm sorry, but there is a bigger but. Who is going to deliver it? And what is it? Without knowing that, the sprawling NHS England board, without grounded expertise, will make a lassie of it. That's a dog's breakfast. This has to be Harrisoned. One world-class expert with a clearly defined mission, absolute control over procurement and the ability, the credibility and experience to get things done without sending out threatening letters to trust like NHS England did a couple of days ago, and I linked to it this morning. Look, to squander this opportunity will be to condemn the NHS to another generation of pencil and paper. For years, the sharp end has toiled in the belief that one day NHS IT will come right. So let's make this day that day. Thanks for listening. This has been Roy Lilly, and I hope we'll speak again real soon.